Welcome to Not Another Podcast, where I navigate life with the help of some friends. I'm Billy, glad to have you along. This is our New Year's special. We're going to run through 2020, the highs and lows, and we're going to see what 2021 has in store. I've basically, on my notes, just wrote down loads of different points from the year. I've also got a few things I'm going to answer, and I've also got some help from some of my friends. They're going to jump in at various points, and they're going to interject with their highlights of 2020 and what they're looking forward to seeing in 2021. I hope you're well. I hope you've had a good Christmas. I hope you managed to see friends and family, or if you didn't, I hope you managed to enjoy it somewhat. My Christmas was all right, to be fair. It was managed to spend time with family. Managed to see my grandparents as well, which is always nice. A bit stressful. My granddad managed to put himself in hospital with a shoulder injury. Don't ask, because every time I ask my nan, it's a different story every time. I think she decked him. But but other than that, it was decent. Enjoyed the Christmas time. Even though it didn't really feel like Christmas, it was strange. I think for me, it didn't really feel like Christmas until Christmas dinner. Even through the morning, we did all the presents and stuff like that. I thought Christmas dinner was where it started to actually feel Christmassy. Through no fault of anyone's, it was just how this year has been. It's just been one of those ones where it's just not been a normal. It's not been a normal year at all, really. And I think Christmas was kind of caught up within that, unfortunately. But it was good nonetheless. I enjoyed myself. I didn't record last week. I know I said I was going to do a Christmas special and a New Year special, but I, in the midst of all this, the new tier systems and all of that sort of stuff, I got caught up with my pants down. Weird expression, but caught out not really having anything planned, and then all of a sudden having to go to my mum and dad's earlier than I thought I would for Christmas. And when I got there, it was chaotic. There's no point recording within being at my mum and dad's house, so I thought I'd just go and enjoy myself down there. But it is what it is. Life gets in the way, and I'm back now, so I'm sorry. but anyway, like I said, we in England now, most regions are now in tier 4, which basically means stay at home. Which is not great, which is not ideal, especially for this time of year, which is probably the most celebrated time of the year, from Christmas to New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. But I guess it is what it is. We just got to just sit and suffer it and just get on with it, which hopefully means that by this time next year, we should be back to normal and be able to celebrate twice as much for New Year's and Christmas. But I mean, knowing Boris and his stupid antics, I don't know what is in store now. He's probably going to say he'll be patrolling the streets himself, like for tier 5, tier 6, the donut. But anyway, I found this New Year's Eve is going to be really different as well. Like, I'm going to be spending it, luckily, with my family. But I think it's a weird one. It's going to be so different. But at the same time, it's going to be completely different for everybody else. And I think for it being different for everyone else, it's almost normal to not do anything this year, if that makes sense. It makes sense in my head. The fact that it kind of is different for everyone makes it the same for everyone. Something like that, whatever. But I was thinking, this time last year, I was down in Bath and I was celebrating New Year's down there. And it got me thinking to what I was doing, this time last year, this time the year before, and thinking, I'd like to be doing that again. But it is what it is. We've just got to get on with it. We've just got to just put up with it this year. 2020 has been an absolute write-off, but 2021, that's where it's going to be. Maybe not the start of it, but hopefully by the end of it, we'll be at some form of normality. What I want to do with this episode is I just want to run through my year. I've wrote down a few points here and there, and I'm just going to just be as honest as possible with each of these areas. And I mean, it is what it is. This platform is just for me to kind of express myself and to connect with you guys and to just be kind of 100%, be transparent as much as possible. But yeah, I mean, here we go. It's probably quite a boring year looking at it on paper, but I'll try and make it interesting. But anyway, so my year, my 2020, started, like I said, in Bath with my best mate Joe and his girlfriend at the time. We and my and Justin and his boyfriend, we were out in Bath, or we went to Bath, and then only me, Joe and his missus went out. We had a really good time, even though I was a bit of a third wheel. It was a great time. I really enjoyed it. We went out, had a few beers, had a bit of a boogie. It was great. But unfortunately, that had to, we got in at like 3-4 in the morning, and I had committed to being at work at midday on New Year's Day because Wickham had a home game. So I'm there for New Year's Day. So 9 a.m. and I was like, yeah, I've got to go now. So I picked up Justin and his boyfriend and then got myself on the road, got to work, managed to get through work okay, and then got to the end of my shift and was like, I am dead. So starting the new year, hungover and at work. I don't think, did Wickham win? I don't know. They might have done, actually. I should have really researched this. But anyway, so started strong, started quite good. I was looking forward to 2020. There was all the talk of COVID as it started. It was like the rufflings of Wuhan getting up to no good, and then slowly kind of unraveled. But I remember right at the start of the year, I got put on a double date. And I got put on a double date with one of my close friends and his girlfriend's friend. And to be fair, as far as double dates go, I thought it was going to be well awkward, but it turned out to be really good at the time. And it was one of those ones that I thought I kind of got put up to it. And I was like, I can't be bothered. I can't be asked. But then ended up going, and it ended up turning out to be pretty good. Ended up seeing her a few times, thinking it'd be all right. And then all of a sudden getting the dreaded text, yeah, I think we should be friends. To which then I've not spoken to her since, which seems to be how it goes. But it was good while it lasted, you know what I mean? Like, it was fun. It was decent, but it is one of those ones. I'm probably better off without it, just to try and make myself sound stronger. I miss you already. I'm such a twat. But luckily within that, I had started my charity boxing training, which was a huge step out of my comfort zone. It was mad. It was so difficult, but at the same time, so scary and also so fun. I'd get the banter from my workmates after every training session. They were like, oh, I'm going to get knocked out. They're like, make sure you don't get knocked out. I was getting told a story by one of the guys who'd come in to work. And he did it before, and he's a lump, right? He's an absolute unit. And he told me the story of he trained, he'd got to the fight night, and he got told the guy who was fighting had a decent right hand, and told him just to stay away from it for the first round or so, let him tire out, and then you can finish him. But this guy, he was like, nah, fuck off, nah, I'm all right, don't worry about it. And he's got in the ring, and he's been knocked out in 8 seconds. Like, he showed me the video, and he was absolutely KO'd. I was like, oh shit, I'm going to die. But I did 6 of the 8 weeks. I was getting close to fight night. I was really looking forward to it. I'd had a few sessions. Which were really good. A few sessions which were really, really difficult. I found myself getting absolutely smacked about at times. And I found myself doing quite well at times. So I found with me, because I'm quite tall but quite skinny, I'd get put with the heavier lot because they're the same like height and reach as me, where really I should be fighting the smaller guys. And whenever I fought the smaller guys or sparred the smaller guys, I was doing really well. I was just using my reach and I was hitting body shots for fun. But then I'd fight these absolute big lumps and I'd get absolutely smacked about. But it was really good. But then all of a sudden, COVID got the better of us all and forced the first national lockdown. which cancelled everything, cancelled work, cancelled everything. I remember when it first really became real. We were at work, we were hosting this tournament. And with this tournament, it was like a kids tournament to basically find our representative. No, it wasn't. It was our representative team was in this tournament against other clubs, and the winner would be like the regional champion of this tournament to then go on and face, I think it was to face the Northern team in the final. We started the tournament when there was rumours that they were going to, that the EFL and the Football League were going to cancel everything. So we started the tournament, and then we started at 9, and at 9:15, tournament cancelled midway through game one. And we were all like, oh shit, like, what do we do? Like, what are we going to do? Which was, to be fair, at the time I was buzzing because I was meant to dress up as our mascot to hand out the trophy, and I was really trying not to do it because I've heard stories about the guy who was in the suit before using the suit at home with his missus. And I was like, nah, you know what, mate? I'm never getting in it. So on one hand, I was like, oh, buzzing. I don't have to do this anymore. But then all of a sudden, work was postponed for the weekend with Inlight to review it on the Monday, which, to be fair, I managed to get down to Bath that weekend to spend time with my mate Joe and a few other friends. It was good. That weekend was good, actually. It was actually quite good. It was like the last proper weekend that everyone was allowed out before the lockdown was announced. And we went out and it was great. Really good. But then the dreaded news came that lockdown was coming, that work was stopping, and we got faced with the dread of unpaid leave. And I remember that meeting really, really, really vividly. And I remember sitting in a meeting and being like, oh my God, like what do I do? I saw it as the end of the world completely. And I remember getting in the car. I had three panic attacks that night. I had one in the car driving home, which I don't know how I managed to get home in one piece. Because I live in a house share. And I got home, I just went straight to my room, and I had another one there, like before and then stopped, and then after being on the phone to my dad and like being like, what the hell am I going to do? And then I remember I come downstairs and one of my housemates was in, and you know, when someone asks, when you're not all right, and someone asks, are you all right? Are you all right? And I remember I like had a hat, I threw, like, I think I had something in my hand, I threw it across like the kitchen, and I just completely had another panic attack there, which was, that was not a fun night. A night I don't want to relive. it wasn't ideal. But then luckily I kind of, then after a night of kind of work, like dwelling on it and stuff, the next day I started to try and find work. I was trying to find like part-time work here and there, like basically just night temporary warehouse, all that sort of stuff, basically just to try and just make do at the time, thinking lockdown would only be 3 weeks and then we'd be back to work, or only be 6 weeks and then we'd be back to work. But then luckily I managed to go and do this. This is going to be quite a long episode, right? I'm just going to go into details because I keep finding things. I went to do, this was at the height, this was week one of lockdown. And I went to do it a week two. And I went to do an interview at this place, I went to do an interview at this warehouse up in Reading. And I went up there. So this interview was basically us, me and like 300 other people, at the height of lockdown when it all kind of kicked off. Social distancing didn't exist, by the way, at this warehouse. We were there, we were all thrown into this canteen, as well as all of the people who were working at this warehouse at the time. And all I had to do was like to fill out this form on this iPad. Then I had to go onto the warehouse floor and basically just show that I'm not an absolute invalid and I can pick up boxes, put them on a trolley, then take them off the trolley and put them back on the shelf. And I was like, come on, like this is long. So I did it. Then if there was ever a time I was going to catch COVID, it was going to be there, because it was disgusting. A week later, I got a phone call. When do you want to start? Brilliant. Get me on the next couple of days. Perfect. Then the day before, I think it was the day of I was meant to start, I had a phone call from my boss after the furlough scheme was announced, where basically you get paid 80% of your wage when you're not at work to keep kind of people in jobs and stuff. And my boss sent an email out and was like, you know what? We're able to apply for this scheme. Brilliant. And we were like, oh, buzzing. And then all of a sudden I rang up the people I was going to work for. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to come. I'm going to stay at home and do fuck all. And that's what I did. I stayed at home and I did fuck all for what felt like 5 months. I think it was 5 months. Yeah, it was 5 months. I mean, to be fair, I didn't really do nothing. I filled my time. It was me, the three girls I lived with at the time, and one of their boyfriends. We all stayed in the house, and none of us went home. None of us went away. We all just stayed in Wickham for the lockdown, which I'm really looking back on it. It was such a good time. I really enjoyed myself. So we had, I'll name drop them. They're probably not going to listen. I had like Harriet and Anas. We had Sasha and we had Julia. And we all tried to keep working as much as possible. I think for the first week we were like working from home, doing all sorts of bits. Then it became, I was then put on furlough. So was Sasha. She was put on furlough. I think Harriet was still working at the time. Julia was still working. But then we ended up just like kind of doing bits during the day. I used it as a time to get into the exercise, get into my exercise regime, using online Zoom classes for one of my friends did, which was great. I used the time to try and learn a new language. I tried to read a bit more. I got well into my music and I got well into alcohol. I basically we used every night to have a few beers and watch a few films. And that kind of became my routine, was to do all my bits, finish at like 6:30, crack open the beers, have about three or four beers, watch a couple films, go to bed at like 4 a.m. My own time was like everyone would go to bed like 12. And then after about 12, I'd either play a bit of FIFA or watch Money Heist. That's basically my life for 2 months. Then lockdown got a bit longer. It dragged on a bit more. That's where I felt I started to struggle quite a lot more. That was probably the most difficult part so far, that is, of the experience. This was like May, like May time, when lockdown was extended a little bit more. I felt that it was never going to end. I was like, oh my days, this is just not great, not ideal. I remember actually one point which made me laugh. I don't remember why this came about, but my friend's girlfriend rang me for some reason. I'll try and find out why, but she rang me out of the blue and was like, let me find it. What the fuck did she want? What did she want? I don't really know what she wanted. She rang me for some reason. And I remember this was like a day, I had like a 3 day spell where I didn't speak to anyone at my house, didn't speak to anyone on the phone, didn't speak to anyone. I was just like I just isolated myself from everyone. Just, I think I needed that. I needed a bit of time to myself just to kind of ration things and then make sense of everything. And I used this time just to basically just dwell and just to feel like shit. And then I got a phone call from my friend's girlfriend. I keep yawning, man. Bloody hell. I got a phone call from my friend's girlfriend. She started like talking to me about something. I really don't remember what it was. And I was a bit like, I remember I was a bit like, nah, you know what? Like, I don't really want to be on the phone. I don't really want to be on the phone. So I kind of slowly kind of turned it off. And no, I remember. She was asking about how I was feeling with the whole double date thing and that all going down the toilet. I was fine with it. At the time, I was a bit like, bit annoyed. I missed a big part in the story. I had the worst day of my life in 2020. I've got to put this in. I told you this episode's going to be so erratic. I had the worst day of my life in 2020. And the worst day of my life involved it started like this. So I had work in the morning. I was driving to work and I got crashed into by a learn driver, which was great. I was turning into a side road and they didn't stop and they just rolled into me. And I was like, you know what? I just need to get out of here. I just need to get to work. And so I was like, I just brushed this off. Stupidly didn't take any photos or didn't take any reg plates because I'm an idiot. And I was like, I need to get to work. Went to work. Session was awful. It was at a place that we used to go to, which was just, it became really tedious really quickly. So that was fun. Got back to the office and I remember kind of saying, I've had a great day so far. It then got to a point where I was, what else happened that day? Yeah, that happened. Then the sessions I had were just not great. I remember it was just not a great day in general. I then remember getting home and something else happened. I don't know. It's probably not very big. I think it was some like something to do with my car or something to do with something, or I forgot to do something. Then I got home and then at 10:30 at night, I was like, this has been a shit day. Then I got a phone call from that girl. And she was like, yeah, I think we should be friends. So that topped off the day. And then this was like 3 months later when my friend's missus rang me and was asking me about it. And I was like, it was on the 3 day spell. I didn't want to speak to anyone. So I kind of cut it off after like 2 minutes. I was like, look, I don't want to speak to you. I don't speak to anyone. But yeah, I mean, but then after that, I kind of got myself out of the dumps and I started the podcast. And this has been my kind of a little bit of a release. Sometimes I find myself, I'm a bit like, oh, God, I can't be asked. But I think it's really important that I managed to continue it and to get on with it and stuff like that, which has been great. And I've really enjoyed it so far, as I've spoken about before. Cut through to like August, I've been sat at home on my ass doing absolutely nothing. We get the phone call. Work is coming back. Fantastic. So happy work was back. I had some of probably the most positive days of my working life. Just not even anything spectacular happened. It was just to be back out on the coaching field, to be back amongst my mates again. It was so much fun. Even if it was raining, even whatever was happening, it was just such a good time. And I remember it so well. The day we went back to work, it was a Friday, and we were on the AstroTurf. I was with an under-11s group setting up, and I was like, the sun was shining. It was such a good day. And I remember session went really well just because I was so positive and I was so happy to be back. And then, that just kicked off a really good summer of just lots of like summer soccer schools. And just having lots of fun. I just really enjoyed myself. And within that, then I got back to work and I was getting back into the swing of things. Because I think what I needed, though, which was quite ironic, actually, before lockdown hit, I was saying to a couple of people, I was like, I really need some time off. I was feeling really burnt out. I was feeling quite stressed. I was feeling not really feeling 100%. And then lockdown came and I had all the time off I needed, and if not too much. But then after kind of getting back to work and things were going good, I then started my journey in non-league football. I've spoken about it on my episode, Let's Talk About Failure, in a bit more detail. But I started working with a men's semi-pro team, really out of my comfort zone, really enjoyed it. It was good fun, really good experience. Didn't really go to plan in terms of results and stuff, but I've learned a hell of a lot doing that, and I really, really enjoyed it. But then we go further down, had my birthday, I was at work for my birthday, it was decent. I enjoyed myself. I mean, I wasn't going to do anything else for my birthday because everything else was shut. But then we had, then we kick on further forward and we had November and we got into lockdown number two, which didn't really feel much like lockdown number one, actually, because I managed to just keep working through it, which was good. So it's been quite normal in that sense. And then we've kind of kicked on a bit more. I'm just fast forwarding now. I don't really know where I'm going with it. But then we had Christmas. And I've spoken about Christmas. I managed to spend time with my family. We had a little bit of the hiccup with my granddad falling over, which has been, especially for my mum, has been quite stressful. But I mean, other than that, it's been good. It's been enjoyable. And now we're on New Year's Eve as I record this, and we are looking to start the new year strong.
We're going to take a moment to step away from the episode just so I can talk to you about Anchor and how it is the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. Firstly, it's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. So I do this all on my phone and it makes life so much easier. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on places like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and many more. You can also make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. So if, like myself, you've only got your mum and your nan listening, you can still maybe potentially earn a bit of pocket money. And lastly, it's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into it.
And with the new year, with 2021, I was thinking about this actually over the last few days, and I was thinking about resolutions. And I said before that I think they're a little bit overrated in terms of where people use. I like the idea people use the new year as a start, as a kind of the start line. But I think a resolution is something it's almost not taken seriously. And it's almost used as a bit of an excuse when you don't do things. Like, for example, people go and do the resolutions, like going to the gym. Then after 10 days, they never go to the gym again. They go, oh, well, it was my resolution. It's always going to happen. Ready, ready, rah. When you think, oh, well, why don't you just do something a bit more achievable then? Why don't you pick something you're going to find a bit of success in? And I was thinking about resolutions and targets and stuff. And I think for this year, let's pick like achievable things. Let's pick small achievable targets that we can tick off, because 2020 has stopped a lot of things for a lot of people. I think being able to go into 2021 with a few smaller targets that we can tick off and a few things we can kind of brush past, I think it'll really help everyone, really. I think it'll be quite important to get some things ticked off at the start of the year, where we had a lot of things last year we weren't able to do. And I know a lot of people are probably going to try and set big targets, but I think it's important to just try and make them achievable, just so for our own sanity we can make 2021 a really good year. And I got I found a list online. I don't remember what website it's from. I should really remember it. But the 10 most popular New Year's resolutions. So the 10 most popular New Year's resolutions, we're going to go, we should do it like tenable style, and you've got to guess. But we're going to go through them. I'll go through them slowly. So the first one is eat healthier. Second one, exercise more. Third one, save money or spend less. Fourth one is learn something new. Fifth one is quit smoking. Sixth one is read more. Seventh is change jobs. Eighth is drink less. Ninth is spend more time with friends and family. And 10th is get organized. And I think they're all well and good. They're all quite vague and quite broad. You can kind of tailor them to your own needs if you wanted to use those. But I think, yeah, this year, let's just set smaller targets. For me, what I want to do is I want to try and get up earlier on days where I don't have much planned. I'm quite guilty of taking the piss a little bit when it comes to lay-ins. I think this year I want to start getting up earlier and being a bit more productive during the day. I find I leave things to the last minute all the time. So I want to start trying to be a bit more productive. I want to use this year to learn. I've got a few books I need to read. I've got a lot of audio books I need to listen to. I want to use this year to learn a language finally. I've said it so many times about what I've wanted to learn Spanish. I've picked up like a few words here and there that I use almost as a bit of a joke at work and stuff. But I think now I just want to really kick on and make it a bit of a priority to learn Spanish, because I think it'll be really important and really fun actually to have a second language. But I think the most important thing for this year, I want to go into this year and really try and just enjoy it, enjoy the ride, not get caught up in the unpredictability, just kind of go with the flow. Forrest Gump said it best, life's like a box of chocolates, you never know what you're going to get. Jenny. But what I've done with this episode, I know I've kind of spoken a lot, but this episode I've enlisted the help of some of my friends and I've asked them these four questions. Who are you? What is the biggest lesson you've learned in 2020? What's been your highlight of 2020? And what are you looking forward to in 2021? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to start it off and then I'm going to let you listen to my friends' responses. So my one, who are you? I could either be really deep or I could be be quite simple. But I'm Billy. I'm a football coach. I also host Not Another Podcast. I'm 24. I like long walks on the beach. I like nights in more than nights out. I like to snuggle on the sofa. I'm a good big spoon. Nah, sorry. I was reading my Tinder profile. But no, I'm Billy, 24. And I host Not Another Podcast, and I'm a football coach as a full-time job. What is the biggest lesson you've learnt from 2020? The biggest lesson I've learnt from 2020 is I've learnt the importance in not getting hot and cold about things out of my control. This has been a really important one for me, where, like I've said in my kind of year roundup, that this has been a year of where I've been up and down and where things have gone well and things haven't gone well. I think this year has taught me to appreciate not being in control and just focusing on what I can control, and whatever I can't, I just kind of just get on with. Because I found myself, especially with all this COVID stuff, I had to delete Sky News. Because I felt myself looking at the COVID cases every day. I felt myself looking at the news every day and getting really, really stressed out. So I was thinking, look, I'm not in control of any of that. If it's important to just kind of know what's happening, so I kind of check up on it every now and again. But I think it's just, I can't get caught up in it. So I found myself trying my best not to get hot and cold about things. If things go well, don't want to go too mad and treat it like it's unbelievable. And when things aren't going well, I don't want to be treated like it's the end of the world. Just want to try and stay as level-headed as I can. My biggest highlight of 2020, I think to see the end of it. No, I'm joking. I think I've got a couple things I've written down. Reaching 1,000 followers and 1,000 downloads on the podcast has been a massive one. I never thought I'd reach that within a year, let alone within the first 6 months, which has been really great. Starting my UEFA B license, which has been really good, and I've really tried to do what I can, even though the course has been postponed, to try and maintain my learning. Starting the charity boxing, I would have loved to have finished it. I would have loved to have just seen what had happened. Even if I got beat, I'd just love to have just had a bit of closure and just seen where it took me. So fingers crossed I can do that again one day. I think watching Wickham get promoted with my friends was a really vivid memory. We were in Yates. I remember what we watched the playoff final, and it was such a good evening. It was like, it was surreal. I didn't ever think they'd get promoted, and they did. And it was just such a, it was such a weird feeling. It was like, it was the most connected I felt with a football team and a football game I think I've ever felt. And that was something that really sticks with me, and that was really, really good. And what am I looking forward to in 2021? I'm looking forward to finishing my UEFA B license. Having that will be really important for me and really, really good. Looking forward to seeing my friends. I'm looking forward to spending time with my friends in a bit of a normal setting. We didn't get too much time to do it. I managed it with my housemates and stuff, which kind of filled the void for a lot of the year, which was great. Shout out to them, Harriet and us, Sasha and Julia, we ledge. I think it's just seeing my friends, going and seeing like the people I've spoken about in a bit more of a normal setting. Growing the podcast will be big as well. But I think the main thing is normality. I can't wait for things to go back to normal and to be able to just decide on a whim to go, you know what, I'm just going to go and do this today. Or, you know what, I'm just going to go out and see my friends. Or I'm going to spend the weekend. I'm going to go away for the weekend. I can't wait for that. That's going to be great. That's going to be, if it happens before the summer, this summer is going to be the best summer in existence because no one is going to have anything to be negative about. It's going to be great. But while we're here, I want to show the responses I've had from my friends. My friends have been throwing responses at me in terms of the questions I've asked. I think they've I've thrown the question out to a few friends. They've responded with their answers. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to shut up for a bit and I'm going to let them take the stage. So all of the responses I've had, just so you can kind of take a bit of, especially with the, because everyone's had a different year. Everyone's had different experiences, whether they look like they've been the same on face value. A lot of people have had different highlights. A lot of people have had different low points. But what I want this to be is just for everyone to kind of verbalize what 2020 has been like and also what they're looking forward to next year. So I'll shut up now. I hope you enjoy the next few minutes of a lot of my friends giving you their responses. I'll catch you on the other side.
Hi, Billy. It's official friend of the podcast, Andy Homant. So, lesson one, what has 2020 taught me? 2020 has taught me the real value of my friends. I don't think my mates could ever realise exactly how important they've been for me throughout the last year. It's been tough, it's been crap, not being able to see them and family and stuff like that. It's been really hard. And the way that we and they can keep my spirits up or our spirits up, or just the odd phone call to be real for a bit or just to chat rubbish, been vital for me to get through this. And I've realised even more so how much I love my friends to bits and how important they are to me. So the value of my friends would be the biggest thing for 2020. Lesson two, highlight of 2020. A few spring to mind, if I'm honest. Wickham going up. What a day, what season that all was, really. Amazing. Great to experience it. Number two, after being in lockdown for what's felt like forever, or lockdown one, getting the chance to get back out to see you guys, Billy and all my mates at work was amazing. That was a great highlight. And it was great to pick up from where we left off with all the rubbish and nonsense, all the banter and stuff. So that was a highlight, getting back out to see you guys. And my third highlight would probably be getting my pup. Something I've thought about, and me and my partner have thought about for a long time. Obviously, everything just fell into place with COVID. So, they would be my highlights of the year for 2020. And becoming a official friend of the podcast. That's up there too.
Hey, my name's Ashley Lamb. I'm a sports coach at Wickham Wanderers Sports and Education Trust. And yes, that's right. It means I get to work with the main man himself, the king of all session plans, and of course, podcasts, Billy Reddy. I think the biggest lesson of 2020 is being comfortable about not being in control. Almost like driving on ice, knowing at any point without any warning, you could be spinning around, heading in a completely different direction. I think that sums 2020 up to a T. Throughout the ups and downs of this year, I've also learned that sometimes, no matter how much you try, no matter how much you want something to happen, life just might not work out the way you want it to, and that's all right. I feel like you just need to adapt, be healthy physically and mentally, and you can get through anything. What's the highlight of my 2020? I mean, apart from Boris paying us all to stay at home, I think the highlight of my 2020 was spending time with the people that mean it the most to me. From making stupid little videos for work with my mum, to enjoying the simplicity of a long walk with friends, I think enjoying connecting with people old and new has been a real highlight for me. Enjoying some people's company that I may not have spent it with before lockdown, I think that's been one of the main positives coming out of this year, and hopefully going into the next year as well. What am I going to look forward to in 2021? I think finding out what the year has to offer for myself, my family and my friends. Hopefully no more lockdowns. I'm going to take every day as it comes, enjoy the unknown, and I'm really going to take a quote that I found out recently into 2021, and that's, being positive won't guarantee you'll succeed, but being negative will guarantee you won't. And I think that's really important.
Hi, I'm G. The biggest lesson that I took from 2020 was probably that I now know I need to make a lot more time for myself to unwind, relax, and just put myself first, because I wasn't doing that before. But I think amongst all the chaos, I've learned that that is really important. The highlight of 2020 has to be getting some football matches in, even though COVID was going on and everything was shutting down. Being able to play football was really a godsend, and it helped me out a lot. And it was really good to get the old boots back on. And in 2021, I'm really looking forward to being able to see all my friends again and go out and stuff like that, obviously if COVID gets better. And I'm looking forward to seeing what happens in my professional life as well. Yeah.
Hey, so I'm Sam White. I work with Billy at Wickham Wanderers Sports and Education Trust, but I also have my own business called Move to Grow Properties. And we're here today, obviously, to just talk about 2020 and the future going ahead. I think my biggest lesson of 2020 is to just keep going. You know, things can still be achieved in a lockdown, but also to appreciate the small things. I think, you know, it's been bandied about so much recently, but friends and family and the people that are closest to you really, really do matter. Especially, you know, now that everything's sort of been taken away from us as such, we can't go out, we can't do all the fun things that we used to. Family and friends is really sort of at the core of everyone, really, I think. So that's the biggest lesson that I think I've learned. Highlight of 2020.
Hi everybody, it's Joe here. You might remember me from episode 5, What Drinking Has Taught Me. If you haven't listened to that already, definitely go back and give it a listen. And in fact, go back and listen to all the first set of episodes because they're absolutely brilliant. I just want to say thank you to Billy for having me back on the show. And hopefully I can help him out by answering these questions for him. I think the biggest thing I'm going to take out of 2020 is how much I take for granted human interaction, and how important it really is to check up on your mates, especially when we're not seeing each other. You don't pick up on signs, you don't pick up on body language that might tell you that something's up, and it's so much harder to give someone a ring to talk about an issue rather than it just coming up while you're sat having a pint or out on a walk. And the one thing I'm looking forward to most in 2021, fingers crossed that we all chip in and beat this virus, is going to be going on holiday. Europe and the rest of the world are going to be sick of Brits who've been locked up, have all this pent-up party in them, who are just going to go absolutely mad on beaches, in ski resorts, everywhere. And I'm not going to lie, I'm going to enjoy every single second of every mad holiday we have. And that's it. Stay safe, everybody. Happy New Year. And thanks again, Billy, for having me on the show.
A massive thank you to everyone who's given me some voice notes and voice messages to add to the episode. really great to hear them, and I hope you enjoy listening to them too. If you do in future want to add a voice message to be featured on an episode, the link is in the bio or the description point of each episode that goes out. So look out for them there. And if you want to throw a question in or throw whatever in, your two pence, whatever, drop a voice note in there. It's really simple to do. Just take, it takes 10 seconds of your time if you want to do it. If not, no worries. But yeah, we've hit the end of 2020. This will be coming out on New Year's Day. So if you're hearing this, have a fantastic 2021. I hope you stay safe. I hope you stay sane. I hope you grow and develop into the person, the best version of yourself. I hope you manage to stay as productive as possible. I hope you also manage to stay listening, and hope you look forward to what I have in store in 2021. It's going to be a good year for me, for the podcast, and I can't wait to experience it with you guys. But thank you very much for listening. As always, don't forget to subscribe on your social media platforms. Don't forget to like, to follow, to share, to do all of that. Every little bit you do helps so much. So do, if you can do that for me, that'd be massively appreciated. But new episodes will be coming every Friday. Let's start the year strong. Let's crack on with it. But until next time, until next week, I'll catch you later.